Ladies and gentlemen, children all around the world, welcome to the show, wherever you're listening from. I'd like to introduce to you GX, very own Navigators, aka Fat Flow Factory. This is their first showing of Fat Flow's philosophy and facts, yo. Thanks for tuning in. This month's topic, we have Latino heritage. On top of that, we just gonna talk some smack, do what we do, when we do what we do, how we do what we do, in true GX fashion. We're gonna talk about a kickball game, a little bit of challenge that the kids had set for themselves, and a goal that they accomplished in a shorter period of time than they could have thought. It's all in the mind. It's all in the will. If there's a will, there's a way. So without further ado, we're going to jump into some Latino facts and some conversation. Let's go.
Yo, it's Dan. We're cooking philosophical flow.
Yo, it's Carter. We're going to fit some facts and philosophy. Stay tuned.
My name is Zayden, and I'm doing anacondas and jaguars for Latino Heritage Month. The anaconda is the largest snake in the world and can reach up to 10 meters and 33 feet long and weigh up to 250 kilograms, 550 pounds. Anacondas live in the trees in the Peruvian rainforest where it slips from the branches to attack its prey. They are also known to be found in rivers and ponds where the snakes may be surprised by unsuspecting prey. The jaguar is the largest cat in America's, reaching up to 2.70 meters, 9 feet. Jaguars historically range from the southeastern United States to the eastern Argentina. They quickly disappear from areas impacted by people and are listed as near threatened by conservation authorities. Your best chance to spot one in Peru would be deep in the jungle at a secluded hotel or resort away from any city or town.
Hello, my name is Daniel and I'm researching on llamas and alpaca for Latino Heritage Month. Llamas. Llamas have become so synonymous with Peruvian culture that you can find some sort of llama trinket or a stuffed animal anywhere in Peru. Llamas are also native to Chile, Bolivia, and Argentina, and were both used as food and as a pack animal by the Incas. Alpaca. Alpacas are domesticated species of South American camelid that look like a smaller, much cuter llama. The animal is well known for their wool, which is very warm and soft, found all over for sale for all over Cusco.
Yo, you know who it is, Bashy. And there's about to be a new set of facts coming to you, so be ready.
My name is David, and I'm going to be talking about George Edward Lopez for Latino Heritage Month. Born in April 23rd, 1961, is an American comedian and actor. He is known for starring in his self-produced ABC sitcom. His stand-up comedy examines race and ethnic relations, including Mexican-American culture. Lopez has received several honors for his work and contributions to Latino community, including the 2003 Imagine Vision Award, the 2003 Latino Spirit Award for Excellence in Television, and National Hispanic Media Coalition Impact Award. He was also named one of the top 25 Hispanics in America by Time Magazine in 2005.
My name is Asa. I chose Pele for Latino Heritage Month. Pele was born October 21st in Brazil, 1940. He is said to be the best soccer player of all time. He won 3 World Cups, the first one at age 17. He is the only player to win 3 World Cups. In 1999, he was named Athlete of the Century. In 2000, he was voted World Player of the Century for soccer. He is an ambassador for soccer. People who know little to nothing about soccer know who Pele is. He scored 1,279 goals in 1,363 games, a Guinness World Record.
I said, continue your conversation. I said, you said you wanted to go against the preteens in kickball. I said, you didn't realize that your older brother's in the preteens, your older sister's in the preteens. You were saying, if we couldn't beat the jumpers, how are we going to beat the preteens? So let's add on to that conversation. Continue that conversation. Elijah Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a preteen now, too. Yeah.
That's all the six minute sisters like talk to me.
Elijah's a preteen?
Oh, no.
Yeah, bro.
We're going to get a smoke.
Huh?
If we
hold on. What makes you say you're not ready for the preteens? One at a time.
We're definitely not ready.
Why do you say that?
Because I say that because I bet you, I think 3 people's ready already. Izzy, Sandra, and Elijah are probably ready for us.
Okay, now you.
If we're about to play.
Hold up. Wait.
Elijah Jackson.
Hold on. You had your turn to speak.
Now, first of all,
Cameron, listen to everybody speak. You'll get your chance.
People that are older, they have bigger muscles and they can do like more stuff. And they have more strength and stuff when you're older. And also, they have the height advantage. I don't know how that would help, maybe with catching. They don't bunch up like us.
But
they're like smart with it.
Daniel, the thing is, height doesn't matter.
That's a key feature is bunching up, though. Bunching up, not spreading out. What do you got to say, Cam? What do you got, Cam?
It's mostly Izzy that's going to get us.
You're saying Sandra's not going to do a thing? You're saying Sandra's better than Izzy. She's like MVP in a basketball camp, and she's like this tall right now.
She's literally like this tall.
And she's mega at basketball.
Yeah, bro. She's an athlete.
She's a girl.
Bro, how'd she get that tall?
She's an athlete, bro. She's grown up now, bro.
I've only been like 1 or 2 years.
Cameron, if I show you a video of you 2 years ago and you see how tall you got from 2 years ago in the talent show, bro, you'd be like, what? What do you got to add?
Alright, well, I gotta say, first of all, the jumpers won fair and square. I don't know what you're talking about. All Tyler. It was not all Tyler. It was we just were bunched up and we didn't spread out. That's the only reason. Second of all, I do not think we'll be able to beat the preteens. Definitely. Like, even if we, like, train, like, next month, I don't think how you'll be able to beat them.
What if we do train for a month and then we challenge them in a month from now?
Let me finish.
That is true, though.
We might be able to beat them if we train, but I feel like, I don't know what the preteens do. Maybe they do play kickball sometimes. I don't know what they do. But basically, I feel like Izzy and Sandra are going to be the main two problems. Then Elijah, and then the rest of the preteens are going to be big problems. Because the preteens aren't, they're good. You guys came in lineup. Tell me what your opinion is. But this is at least what I think. So you know how I played on both teams, outfield, and I was on first base basically all the time?
Yeah.
I think I did pretty good as first base, and I got a lot of outs. I don't know if you guys think the same.
And you played fair, too, because you got the boys out, too. You weren't playing just for the boys or the girls. You were getting everybody out. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, it wasn't – you were like, I'll play for the girls. You said, I'll play first base, but I'm not necessarily on the girls' team. You were just playing first base because you were injured, and you still got – the boys out and the girls out fairly. You weren't like, okay, I'm still secretly for the boys and I'm gonna make the girls lose, or, well, I'm with the girls and I'm gonna make the boys lose. Like, you played a fair first baseman. I can assess that. Like, I can attest to that. But, got anything to say, bro?
Yeah. Obviously, if you lose to, like, most people, why do you think we're ready for the preteens? And anyways, if they're like mad tall, and that tall doesn't matter, like height, that means like the higher you kick, like the better they'll catch the ball.
Yeah.
And and some people in the basketball camp pass like high, so like they know how to catch like very high.
I got you.
And also, like Izzy and like Elijah Jackson in them, they're very fast, so they can probably get most of us out pretty easily.
Also, I have something to say. Even if we try, like, for the tall people, like Sandra, and maybe there's another person, like a couple more people in the preteens group that are as tall as Sandra, I feel like if we just kick it, there's something called kicking it on the ground. And basically, when they roll, instead of kicking it while it's in the air from bumping, you kick it while it's on the ground. They'll make it go naturally lower.
Mm-hmm.
And when you kick it low, they'll have to bend down and everything, which will give you enough time, maybe even get two or three bases.
Yeah.
But that's that would be the main. Yeah, we need to kick it low instead of trying to get a home run each time. Because sometimes you get bad kicks, and you're just pretty much out.
I think sometimes when you try to kick it your hardest, you get one of those ones that go like straight up, like those ones that I was kicking, and they were going straight up, and then it was like easy catch. So it's like, so you don't always have to try your full power. Sometimes it is strategically, am I kicking it to the left? Am I kicking it to the right? Am I doing a line drive, a bunt? Like that one play, the first time I kicked, you guys all ran out to the outfield, and then I bunted it.
Over here.
And then I bunted it, a little light bunt, and you guys all had to run up to catch it, and I scored two runs on that play because you were all anticipating a home run when it wasn't really a home run, right? What's up, dude? We're just having a conversation on our kickball game on Friday and what we could do different, how we felt about it, talking about challenging the preteens in the future. What's happening, dude?
I think we didn't lose by Tyler also because the girls, whenever they kick, they would like kick it near. It would either be a foul or it'd be like near the running line to next base. So if we were actually better than them, then we would get them out each time they did that.
Well,
but we sometimes, I'm not gonna say all the time, but sometimes. Oh, I was first base, so I might be kind of biased or something. But sometimes you guys would throw it at them instead of passing it to first base. So then if you missed it, they could get an easy, like, three bases.
Yep.
That's why I always say, throw to me. Because I can catch it easier than if you threw it from, like, 10 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What's up, Javi?
The girls are bad at kickball. They only cheated with one thing, and it was the guy who was blocking us.
Yeah. Miss Because Jackie did what? She was like,
she was cheating so bad. I was like,
come on. But they, it's like, they're second graders.
And they did that. They did that with Juju once and Gio too.
And she was not letting us get the other kids out, right?
She's out today.
Well, those are young kids. It's young kids, but the fifth graders, they should let us in.
But so in conclusion, you guys think that if we train for a month,
yes, we have,
we could come back and challenge the preteens to a kickball game?
Yes. Well,
we would. You guys all feel confident with that?
Yeah, but we have to beat the jumpers. We should challenge the preteens first, and then we should do the jumpers.
Well, we're gonna practice with the jumpers are gonna be our practice before the preteens. That's who we're gonna train against, really. All right, so practice it is, and then we'll be back in 1 month to challenge the preteens. Fat Flow, let's go.
Yo, it's Carter. We're going to fit some facts and philosophy. Stay tuned.
My name is Javier Carlos Mosqueda Campbell, and I'm going to read this for a podcast.
So who are you doing for your podcast?
And I will be doing Magdalena Kahn and Frida Kahlo. Here's the beginning of the story. Magdalena Kahn and Frida Kahlo was a Mexican painter known for her many portraits, self-portraits, and works inspired by the nature and artifacts in Mexico. Inspired by the country's popular culture, she employed a native folk art style to explore the questions of identity, colonialism, gender, class, and race in Mexican society. Her paintings often had a strong autobiographical elements and mixed realism with fantasy. In addition to belonging to the post-Mexican revolutionary Mexicayotl movement, which sought to define a Mexican identity, Kahlo has been described as a surrealist or magical realist. She is known for painting about her experience of chronic pain. Born to a German father and a mestiza mother, Kahlo spent most of her childhood and adult life at La Casa Azul. Her family home is Cazorca, now publicly accessible at the Frida Kahlo Museum.
Yo, it's your boy Jaheim. We got a bunch of new facts coming. Keep your ears open.
My name is Jaheim, and I'm doing Pitbull. Ray Mandel Tristan Perez, known professionally by his same name, Pimple, and is an American rapper, singer, songwriter, brand ambassador, businessman, and actor. Perez began his career in the early 2000s, recording reggaeton, hip-hop, and crunch music under a number of labels. In 2004, he released his debut album, M.I.A.M.I., under TVT Records, and executive producer of Lil Jon. Pitbull later released his second album, E.L. Nerdle, in 2006, and his third, Boat Lift. In 2007, his fourth album, Revolution, included his breakthrough hit single, I Know You Want Me, which peaked at number 2 of the U.S. Billboard's Hot 100 and number 4 on the UK singles chart. After rebuilding himself as a pop artist, Pimple's next English language album, Planet Pit, featured his first US number only single, Give Me Everything.
My name is Carter and I'm doing
Salvador
Sanchez. Salvador was a Mexican boxer who fought in featherweight division. He had a total of 46 fights with 44 wins and 32 of those wins being knockouts. He died at 23 years old in a car crash.
It's Zayden, and we cooking up more factoronis. You heard?
My name is Cameron, and I'm doing Roberto Duran as the Latino Heritage Month. Roberto Duran is a Panamanian former boxer who competed from 1986 to 2001. He held championships in 4-weight classes, lightweight classes, welterweight classes, light middleweight classes, and middleweight classes. In middleweight, he fought 119 fights with 103 wins and 70 knockouts. His name is Rocky.
My name is Sebastian, and I chose Bad Bunny for Latino heritage. Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, known by his stage name Bad Bunny, is a Puerto Rican rapper, singer, and songwriter. His music is often defined as Latin trap and reggaeton, but he has incorporated various other types into his music, including rock, bachata, and soul. He is also known for his deep, slurred vocal style and his electric fashion sense. Throughout his career, Bad Bunny was frequently collaborated with artists such as J Balvin, Farruko, Residente, and Daddy Yankee. Born and raised in the area of Vega Baja, Puerto Rico, Bad Bunny gained popularity on SoundCloud and was eventually signed to a record label while working in a supermarket as a bagger and studying at the University of Puerto Rico at Arecibo.
If you do that on the podcast.
So, how about that game?
We thought that it was gonna be a challenge. It was the opposite. I will give them this though. They were pretty close, but they weren't close enough.
I'll tell you what. They caught up though.
They start.
Maybe if we stayed out there a little longer, they might have won. But they didn't.
Yo, they did get close. It was 9-17, and you guys got cocky, and you almost lost it at 13. And we got up to bat more than them because we started at bat and we ended at bat.
But that home run I made was
really motivated.
No, not even that. What I did was I told you guys yesterday practice for a month, and then I challenged them today in less than 24 hours purposely, and you all came at me like, what? Like it was crazy, right? Mm-hmm. But then what'd you do? You know why you won?
Because they don't do it. Because we actually do it a lot.
Give me, no, give me some reasons why you won.
Because we were arguing. We were working together.
Number one rule right there. You played as a team.
They were really arguing. They didn't really want to play.
Michelle literally just kept talking.
It was sprung on them spur of the moment. Like this and play us again.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
They'll probably still lose, but
don't forget.
That's why we don't keep the high.
Don't forget, Izzy wasn't here today.
Yeah, it was 16-9, and if Izzy was there, how do you think that would have factored in?
Like 80-5.
Yeah, literally. Like, is this your next time?
8-5 in what
favor?
I'm
gonna tell Izzy. I'm gonna tell favor? Izzy to come here tomorrow.
No, no, no.
Yeah. No,
we're not telling you.
Well, tomorrow we're not doing that tomorrow.
Whoa.
We have Wildin' Out Wednesday.
We're
Wildin'
Out with this jockey.
When are we?
We're about to destroy them in
Wildin' Out. We can have a game soon, but.
We would destroy the three teams in Wildin' Out, though.
But what was the final score? 16-9?
About.
No, it was 17-9.
No, it was 16-9.
Clean your mouth. Like,
you said it was 17.
Y'all won by 7.
You said it was 17.
I didn't say 17-9.
Yeah, Tyler, you're good. Tyler,
you literally said 17.
16-9, 17-9. A win is a win in the book. It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning is winning. What movie is that from? Fast and the Furious, the original. The OG.
What if you were shooting a 3 and family, it was going to make it, but then it went to the second one in the air, and you ran out of time?
Wait, say that again. If it what?
Yeah, it was so
if it made it. If it made it after the moment.
If the time was up and you shot a 3, like, 1 second before, and would it still count? Yeah, and if it
count,
made
it. Counts
it,
in the air until the buzzer, yeah.
Yeah.
If the buzzer goes, right, it's in the air.
You, like the point of the end of
you
the
can make a one shot, like, 0.1 seconds.
What was the point?
And then they'll...
That's why money died.
You know why? You know why I think you guys did so good today, too? You ran. You went out.
Oh, yeah.
You ran. You ran laps around the block. You warmed up. You stretched. You did your breathing exercises. Today, your health was on top of everything. Today was probably one of the most healthiest days you guys had in a long time. You agree?
No.
Yes.
We went.
You had way more healthy days.
We did meditating and we beat the.
My healthy
also,
when I ate McDonald's.
I know we are being cocky, what? But when you're cocky, Karen, you get more, like, does confident.
And
then
you're
like,
you
know,
like, vitamin D.
We didn't have a celebration.
No, you didn't even say the milk.
Tyler, there's two ways cockiness can go. One of them is you be too cocky and then you be lazy. But the other one is you're cocky enough that you get confident and then you get better than you would.
Third time you do it.
You guys say we give them a call, say 1 month, we'll challenge you again.
Yeah, you get to practice for 1 month.
No, October.
No.
And then you bring Izzy to that game, and you got the Bambino there.
I mean, I feel like the only threat that game.
Sandra was crushing, bro.
Yeah.
Your sister was crushing.
The rest of them.
All right, so 1 month, we will challenge the preteens again, and we will settle it once and for all.
No, we have to, if they win, we have to do one more as a tiebreaker.
Yeah, tiebreaker. You're right.
But if we win, 100%. Then that's it.
100%.
This time with Izzy. Next time
with Izzy. Izzy.
Bro, I'm...
Call him out, Bash. Call him out, Bash. Coming for you, Iz. Come on.
Izzy, come out and beat us, bro. Your team, your group got destroyed by us. You better make a change.
I know.
And that's a wrap, folks.
Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, this has been Fat Flows Philosophy and Facts, yo. Take care.
Yo, it's Asa. Thank you for tuning in to Fat Flows Philosophical Facts, yo.
P squared, F squared. Peace out.
It's Tommy. Be sure to tune in next time. Bye.